It's baseball season. Time for line drives, pop flies, peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Nick Fountain of our Planet Money podcast was once a vendor at Boston's Fenway Park, home, of course, of the Red Sox. And the job, he says, requires strategy, most of which happens before the first pitch.
Most of the fans haven't even found parking. And way underneath the bleachers, a bunch of guys in bright yellow t-shirts are crowded around, ready for what's called the pick.
All right. We're going to start up.
Start up. Billy home.
Billy Kearney will take Bud Light out of home. Sully will take Bud Light out of home.
The vendors are picking what they're going to sell and where in the stadium they're going to sell it. Vendors, they're paid in commission and tips. The more they sell, the more they make. The order they pick in is based on seniority. So the guys who've been working here the longest, they go first. And they all pick beer. Easy seller, easy call.
Blue Moon.
All right, beer's gone.
Beer's gone. Now the pick is much trickier. A few guys whip out their phones, look at their weather apps, because what sells well is really dependent on the weather. Tonight, it's cold. Jose McGrath is worried.
Today's going to be the worst night of the year, most likely.
The worst night of the year?
So far. It's a Wednesday. There's no giveaway. Like, last night was cold, but there was a Mookie Betts bobblehead.
Jose, he's kind of a Fenway legend. Even though he has to pick behind 20 other guys, meaning he rarely gets beer, he makes more money than every other guy in the park.
What's your rank and commission last year?
It was first.
The year before?
First.
Year before?
It was first. It's been first for a bit.
Tonight, Jose's thinking?
Something warm. Hot dogs, or you could take pretzels, or maybe your hot chocolate.
Jose and the rest of these guys, they know the park better than anyone else. They know never sell cotton candy on a school night. They know Diet Coke sells pretty well around home plate where, you know, the wealthy folks sit. And regular Coke, that does well in the bleachers, the cheap seats.
I'll take dogs in the bleachers.
You just took hot dogs out of the bleachers?
Yes.
Pick strategy is a big part of vending. But once it's over, there's another major key to success. Hustle. And no one hustles like Jose. It's game time. Jose is running up and down the stairs with a heavy crate of hot dogs held above his head.
How many guys?
He makes hot dogs quicker than anyone I've ever seen.
Two. There's one.
He's got the change.
It's gonna be 11, guys, like yellow stuff, red stuff.
Reaches for the quarters. All right, another sale.
Be 550 ketchup mustard.
So that was like 3 seconds.
Yeah, I'm going slower today though.
Hands are a little cold.
A little frigid.
$3 tip, not bad.
Not bad, no.
Hey, dogs!
By the seventh inning stretch, most vendors are calling it a night. They're down below the stadium, counting their money. But Jose, he doesn't stop. He's out there longer than anyone else. He even leaves the bleachers, his assigned section, and does a lap of the whole stadium.
Home run! Home run!
The Red Sox, they're up 7-3. But Jose, he's barely noticed.
There was one play that something happened. I looked up, but it was a home run for whoever we're playing today, which... Yeah, I'm not sure who's in today.
It's the Tampa Bay Rays.
Is it Tampa Bay? Oh, it felt like Tampa Bay. I tell you what, that feels about right.
Thing is, it doesn't really matter. In a few hours, Jose ended up selling 270 hot dogs, which means he'll walk away with more than $200 in commission. Not bad for what he called the worst night of the year.
Nick Fountain here, NPR News, Boston.